Simon Reish Tzadi Ches, Siv Zion. Mechaber discusses somebody who's walking by the edge of a city and he sees light from the city. If most of the city is Goyim, you cannot make a bracha Borei Mari Esh on it, because you have to assume it's from the Goyim. If most of the city is Yidden, or even half and half, that's good enough that we can assume the light is from Yidden, and you can make the bracha on it, provided Mishnah explains it's close enough to Kivi Nana from the light, like we previously discussed in Siv Dalet. Siv Ches. If the fire that comes out from scratching pieces of wood or stones against each other, you make a bracha on it. In fact, Mishpur explains that's how the whole bracha of Bari Mari Eshem at the Shabbos started. Because on Rishon, he rubbed the stones on each other at the Shabbos and discovered that it makes fire and it makes light. Whoever is like the Mechaber Matzim Kippur cannot make a bracha on it. Yom Kippur, there's a whole different reason why we make a bracha Bari Mari Eshem Matzim Kippur, even if it's not on the Shabbos. The reason is because the whole day of Yom Kippur was usher to mishtamish with the R, because also to cook Yom Kippur, unlike other Yom Tovim that mutar for Echol Nefesh and other things, like light a fire, Yom Kippur does not have those aterim. And to show that the whole Yom Kippur is also to use the R, now became mutar, so we take a candle that's been here since before Yom Kippur, it's lit from before Yom Kippur, it was Shavas, properly the whole Yom Kippur, and we make a bracha on that Matzah Yom Kippur. So a fresh ner from Matzah Shabbos is good, but a fresh ner from Matzah Yom Kippur is not good. Matzah Yom Kippur, you have to have a ner that's been around since before Yom Kippur, went to the whole Yom Kippur without being used wrongfully, and then you can make a bracha on Matzah Yom Kippur. Siv test, if you have coals that are fiery coals, and they're fiery enough that if you would stick a wooden stick, like a toothpick in between the coals, it would catch fire. That's coal that we have a red out element to red out fire here, and you can make a bracha on those fiery coals, assuming that these coals that are lit, lahoyer, to create light, as we'll soon see, Hashem and Sif Yud Aleph, that it has to be that the fire is here to create light, lahoyer, to give us light. So assuming these gecholim were originally lit or to give us light, so then if they're still fiery enough that a wooden stick, a toothpick, would catch fire from them, then we can still make a bracha on them. It's considered the fire is still around, you can make a bracha on it. Sif Yud, if you have the fire of a furnace, which they would make the bricks and the cement to make the bricks. So the beginning of the burning of the bricks, you cannot make a bracha on it. Then it's there for the levanim, it's there for the bricks. It's not there to create light. After the levanim are already burnt and you already made the bricks and keeping the furnace going, so then it's there, it's here lahoyer, it's here to give us light, then you can make a bracha on it. Sif Yud Aleph, interesting halacha, the ner and the basic nesas. There's two opposite shittas over here. The first shittah holds if there's Adam Choshev in the shul, then you can make a bracha on it, because we can assume that the light was lit, the fire was lit, in order to provide E'ar for the Adam Choshev. If not, the Ein Levarach Alav, then you cannot make a bracha on it, because presumably it was lit the Kavan Hashchina, but not to give us light. But some Rishayim hold the opposite. If there's Adam Choshev here, so it was done for the Kavod of Adam Choshev. It's not here to give light, it's here for Kavod of the Choshev Yid. If there's no Choshev Yid in shul, then what's it here for? It's here for light. In any case, the Shulchan Aruch says that if there's a shamish who eats in the shul, Mishnah Berurah explains that Pilocha could be not allowed to eat in the shul, he eats in a room adjacent to the shul and he gets light through the window from the shul, from the R in the shul, so then you could make a bracha on it, because this R is ner is here to give light to the shamish, that he's built to eat in the shul or in the adjacent room with light through the window. Shulchan Aruch says, that's also only assuming that the moon is not shining on where the shamash sits. But if the moon is shining on him, then he has enough R, he has enough light from that. So why is the candle in the basic nesses? Goes back to the original question that possible is lit for covet and not to create light, and then you cannot make a bracha on it. The Mishnah Berurah says, and the Rosh says, and the Achrenim bring down, nowadays we don't make a bracha b'chlal on there, she basic nesses, because it's only here for covet. Because we see the light candles in the shul even by day, when there's no need for light, it's not just by night. So apparently it's here for covet, it's not here to give light. Shmuel explains this is referring to the candles around the umbud. Some shuls still have a candle or candles by the umbud that are lit over there, or some places have electric lights that turn on by the umbud. But the need to have cover the shechina to have an ar by the umbud. That is not to provide light, because even in day when there's plenty of other light, and the shuls nowadays we have plenty of light, and some people still do it, some shuls still do it. That cannot be used for Bar Mari Esh. However, the candles that used to go around the shul, that we weren't able to see, they had candles in shul, that was to create ar, create light. So that you could use for Avdallah. Mishnah Berurah says many people nichshul this, that take neiros from the Amud for Avdallah, and it's not right to do that. Maybe to combine with a different candle, to have an avuka, to have a torch, maybe that would be okay. Similarly, Yar Tzalich, Mishnah Berurah says not to use for Bar Mari Esh, because it's not created for Ar, it's created for Zeichel Nishma Sameis. See, if it bays a neref shamesim, that's not used for light, it's to cover the mace. If by day you would take out the mace also the candles in front of him, so then even if it's by night with a candle, you can't make a bracha, it's for cover the mace. You see it do it by day also. Mishnah Berurah says a chosin also, if they used to walk the chosin down with candles in front, even when it's by day. So even if it's by night, you cannot use that candle for Bar Mari Esh, because apparently it's here for covered, we did it even by day. So if you give him a sumah, blind person cannot make the bracha Bar Mari Esh, a shayla if he can't see. Other people Mishnah Berurah brings down, but he himself, for himself, cannot make it, because he himself can't see. The rest of Avdallah, he for sure says. So if you doubt the sitting of Beis Medrash in the Ar comes, let's say they made Avdolah already, Mishnah explains, and now they just have Bar Marish, even though it could be better that everyone should make their own bracha, it would be less but the Torah. The Maaseh Bravim Hadras Melech, so one person makes the bracha for everyone.